Keandra McDowell has never had an easy life, even before the death of her brother, but she's always had high aspirations. For as long as she can remember, McDowell wanted to own her own hair and nail salon. And despite spending a few years in jail, she thought she might just have a shot at it when her re-entry counselor helped her find a school, the Delaware Learning Institute of Cosmetology in Dagsboro, Delaware.
He said, well, what is one thing you want to do? My passion has always been hair and nails. Hair and nails, I love doing. I sit out here and braid hair and do everybody's hair, guys, girls, and kids and everything.
Another added bonus, the Department of Labor and the First State Community Action Program were willing to foot the $16,000 bill for her to attend. But when she showed up for orientation, McDowell was given some bad news.
They told me that I can go to their school, but I won't be able to get my license at the end.
Because of drug-related felonies, she wouldn't be able to get her cosmetology license even after completion of coursework.
So that kind of discouraged me, like, are you really going to, first of all, my school was paid for, so you're going to turn down the money for me to go to school, and everybody deserves a second chance. That's all I'm asking for. And it really discouraged me because it's like, because I have two felonies, like I can't go to school for hair and nails. Like, I don't understand. I'm not asking to work in your salon. I want to move this to my own business where it's going to be my salon and my name.
Being unable to pursue her dream of a cosmetology career left McDowell feeling defeated, but not enough to completely give up. She was living near Rehoboth Beach at the time and says she worked for Popeyes for around 3 years until a change in ownership. McDowell then moved on to Taco Bell and Rite Aid, pulling double shifts at minimum wage. She felt she was working hard and trying her best to get her life back on track. But then her brother Jeremy was killed, and she found herself in Wilmington more and more to be with family. She ultimately decided to quit her two jobs and move back to Wilmington.
I'm the type of person, if I'm not given any project that I do or anything that I do, I have to give it 100%. And if I'm not giving it 100%, I feel like I'm lacking and I feel bad. And so I just gave up everything to come up here and fight for my brother. I gave up everything. Everything. I lost my car in the process.
Now, Keandra spends her time researching legislation and policies on things like police use of deadly force and attending community meetings on her brother's behalf.
Because fighting for Jeremy, there's no time when you do it. There's no schedule when you do it. This is like a 24-hour thing, you know. Meetings come up that you feel that you need to go to share your brother's story.
Sometimes she feels like she should be bringing in an income, but she ultimately believes the fight for her brother is too important right now. She worries she'll lose momentum for what she calls the Jeremy McDowell movement if she takes on another full-time job.
This is my job right now, you get what I'm saying? So, I mean, it doesn't pay. You know, my brother is very cheap. He ain't paying. And he ain't giving me no vacation time, no holiday pay.
Ever since she began the fight for her brother, her career aspirations have also shifted. She wants to use her own personal experiences to help others.
The Justice for Jeremy Bam McDowell movement, we have that now. So I want to make that into something that I do for my future. Something that has to do with teenagers, like counseling and stuff like that. Because it's always bothered me growing up with me getting into little things and then I have to go to counseling or go to a probation officer or something like that.
McDowell's love for kids is a trait she says she shared with her brother, and she's making sure to include plenty of kid-friendly activities in the Jeremy McDowell Day block party.
And all the kids around here know Bam Bam. Where's my cookie at, Bam Bam, and stuff? So I have to make sure that the kids are involved, because he probably would jump out of the grave and smack me upside the head if I ignore the kids.
She says next year she'd like to take a busload of kids to the University of Delaware and walk around campus.
Being around here is hard for you to think that you have a future out here with everything that goes on. So I want to show them that outside, like, you, even though you're in this environment, you still can make something of yourself. Where I am today and where I was then is a total 360, total 360. And I mean, I tell people all the time, if I can do it, you can do it. I'm no different, no better than you.
And now that she's closer to her family, she wants to set a positive example for her younger nieces and nephews and other kids in the community, helping babysit, and even buying them the occasional ice cream from a nearby ice cream truck.
Justice for?
Bam Bam!
In addition to creating a day for kids, she wants Jeremy McDowell Day to be a time to remember the positive things about her brother, like his generosity. She wants it to be special, So special, she bought several bottles of weed killer to get rid of the patches of grass and weeds in between cracks on the sidewalks in the block where the event will be held.
We shall see. I'll be running around going crazy. I always do, and they always be like, calm down, calm down. I'm like Bridezilla. Anytime I plan anything, I'm like a Bridezilla. Everything has to be perfect.
And it's not just Jeremy that she wants the day to be perfect for. There will be a balloon release or candle lighting, one for each person lost to gun violence since Jeremy McDowell's death last year.
So by the end of the night, we all be broke, but I mean, it was for a good cause.
A cause she shares with other families who've lost loved ones to gun violence. McDowell says those families from across the country offer her a network of support. It started back in April when her family went to a Mothers of the Movement meeting and heard the stories of others who'd lost loved ones to gun violence. McDowell says it was one of the most meaningful meetings her family has attended. It includes Candy Chapman, whose 18-year-old son was shot and killed by police in a Walmart parking lot in Virginia last year.
I haven't met her face-to-face, but I feel her pain through Facebook, through all of it.
She hasn't known Chapman very long, but says she's already helping arrange for people to attend rallies in Wilmington. McDowell says one mom in particular has encouraged her to keep going. The mother of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old African-American who was shot and killed by a white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri in 2014.
She's the one who told me to keep on doing what I'm doing, keep on protesting. She said, listen, she said, we made makeshift coffins and we dropped them off at our mayor's house on his front steps. Mm-hmm. We dropped them off. And yeah, I was just amazed. I was like, gosh, I was like, thank you for that idea.
She says it's nice to be able to send a text, Facebook message, or even video or phone call to someone in the network anytime she feels like she needs to talk.
And it just feels good. Yeah, it hurts, but it feels good to know that you're not in this fight alone. And it will stop once everybody around the world put their foot down. Different cities put their foot down. Like, I want to try to put together something where we all protest the same day. Shut down police stations and shut down courthouses the same day at the same time.
But first, she has Jeremy McDowell Day to finish planning. Music, games for the kids, face painting, and more.
That's what I'm hoping. Hopefully it's a success, the Jeremy McDowell Day. We shall pray. I miss him a lot.
Megan Pauly, Delaware Public Media.